This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Just about every state across the country is deeply in the red. They're all making budget cuts in order to cover their deficits. And this is really where the rubber meets the road. These are the kind of cuts that we really feel, that fewer teachers in the classrooms, fewer police officers on the street, delayed or canceled road repair. All this week, we're looking at the impact of these cuts that states are making. And we're going to start in Maryland, where a mental hospital might close. It's along the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. Joining us now to tell us the details is Melody Simmons, a reporter for our partner station WEAA in Baltimore. And Tanya Ryder joins us from her office at the hospital. She's the assistant director of nursing there, where she's worked for 10 years. Melody, can you give us a overall view of what's going on with Maryland's budget right now?
Well, so far, the governor's had to cut $736 million in two separate cuts over the summer. And right now, we're looking at a third cut that's supposed to happen later this month that's going to total $290 million. And of those first cuts, 60% were to state agencies.
So, Tanya Ryder, I mean, from what I understand, your hospital houses patients who are referred from emergency rooms, and you're already over capacity. So what would happen if your hospital closed because of these budget cuts?
Well, currently we do have patients in the ER that are waiting to get in for inpatient services. If the hospital is closed, I'm not entirely sure where they're going to go, because the closest hospital to us is approximately 60 miles away.
60 miles.
So, and it's very possible, and they're already full as well. So, and with the weather getting colder, more people are going to need a place to go. So that's the big problem, is where are they going to go?
Not to mention the jobs of those who work at your hospital, correct?
Correct.
Melody, they haven't made a final decision on whether or not to close this hospital. They expect to vote next week, but these kind of cuts, I mean, something's going to have to give. Push will eventually have to come to shove, correct?
That's right. It's very controversial, since the Board of Public Works voted originally on this cut in August. And so because of that, there's been a lot of debate going back and forth about this little hospital. And it's kind of become a symbol for how these budget cuts are hurting the average citizen.
Tanya, are there other ways the hospital could, I mean, if the state cuts the funding to the hospital or closes it, is there any other avenue to keep the hospital open to help care for these patients?
We have the employees here, along with our union, AFSCME, and the Board of Trustees, have developed our own proposal and delivered it last week to the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. We have saved, with this proposal, approximately $2 million, which is not what they were hoping for, of course, but it will keep the hospital running for the patients on the Eastern Shore.
Okay, and Melody Simmons from our partner station WEAA in Baltimore, I assume there are other budget cuts, although this is a symbol, that are going to be even more painful.
That's right, Celeste. The state is facing $2 billion shortfall in 2010.
So there's more to come. Okay, thanks. Melody Simmons joins us from our partner station WEAA in Baltimore, and we also heard from Tanya Ryder. She's the assistant director of nursing at the Upper Shore Community Mental Health System there.